This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, the greater Rochester area has been around a long time.
Oh, sure.
And we take for granted how easy it is to get around with 390, 490, 590, all this stuff.
It's a breeze. Yeah.
There are roads left over from before the whole interstate highway idea.
Oh, the old system.
And that has to be why this road is the way it is.
Mm.
Because if you take this on a regular basis, maybe you're used to it.
Mm.
If not, it has to be one of, if not the scariest roads in the greater Rochester area.
Trying to think what it is.
You're hanging out at the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. My daughter and her athletic trials had a hockey game in Oswego on Saturday.
Ah, Oswego.
Yes, yes, yes. And the only way to get to Oswego from the greater Rochester area is to jump on 104 and just take it all the way there.
Yes.
And I like that a lot, man. It's great. Like in the daytime, Oswego.
Pretty direct.
Ride, boom, you're there. It's easy.
Yeah.
However, her game finished about 5 o'clock. So the sun had set when we were coming home.
Yeah. Pitch black after that.
Who the hell decided that 104 in the dark was any kind of good idea for any human being on the planet?
Try doing it when you're drinking.
Okay. Don't try that, actually, everybody. It's 55-mile-an-hour road.
Yeah, you can haul ass.
With stoplights.
And farm equipment.
Yes, and then the sun.
And people towing boats.
Okay. Yes.
And campers.
And then you have woods on either side with no lights. There is not a light to be seen.
Well, there is lights when the drag races are going.
Bro, I'm driving home, and I've driven all over the country, right? I consider myself a pretty good driver.
Yeah.
And it had been so long since I had driven in the dark on 104. I was horrified.
Hey, because you can haul ass on that thing.
100%, man. 100%. Like, this has to be one of those things where if you're not scared by it, you grew up driving.
Yeah.
Because for the rest of my life, never again do I want to have to drive 104. Because once you get past that bridge in Webster.
Yeah.
It's the scariest
then
road.
Then it goes down to two lanes.
Yeah, you got it. So and then it goes down to one lane at one point, right? Yeah. Which is even worse because either you have to keep up with some guy on your ass that wants to do 80 or you're stuck doing 40, right? Like, bro, here's a weird thing about 104, and I guess this is maybe like a local custom. It's totally customary to do 70 until you get within 15 feet of a red light. In which case you slam your brakes on as fast as possible because that's what everyone in front of me was doing.
That's the part of 104 I don't get because you're right. Like, why wouldn't the speed limit slow down when you're going through all those lights, right?
Like, otherwise,
it's hard on your car.
There are some towns where it goes down to like 40, which, okay, fine.
Nobody does it.
But like, that's what I'm saying. Like, when you're just over the bridge in Ontario,
it
is a 55-mile-an-hour road.
It's a highway.
With streetlights every 500 yards.
Yeah.
But at least you're doing it. Like, it's worse in the summertime than it is in the wintertime.
Why is that?
You think?
Because all that lake traffic.
Yeah.
You got people with boats and like campers and RVs and all that recreational crap. And motorcycles, because I know guys that like to ride used to take 104 all the way up to like the Thousand Islands and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. So you got to deal with all that crap.
All right. Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. If it's not 104, what is the scariest dark road in the greater Rochester area. Can anyone nominate a worse one than 104 After Dark, which sounds sexy, but it's not.
It's got to be like that Ontario Parkway going west.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's another.
Because they never maintained it, so it was full of potholes. There
Dodging
are no
deer.
Lights.
Yeah.
And it's like it's built like a regular superhighway. And yep. I remember when we did comedy out there, oh my God, at night.
You're talking going towards Hamlin.
Yeah, like heading west on that road was horrifying.
And if you're turning on one of the roads right or left, like you're just slowing down on the highway to turn. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's not like you're veering off an exit or something. Like you're simply just turning off of the highway.
You know, the other scary part about the parkway going towards Hamlin there, there's just water on either side of the road,
because
right?
You got a marsh over here, you got the lake over there.
Exactly. So if you go off the road,
nothing.
It's just kerplunk.
Yeah.
And like if it's dark, there's not a lot of traffic on that road.
It's a great way to lose grandma.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Pete. Hey, Petey, how are you, buddy?
Hey, so I'm 65. I grew up in Webster, right near Salt Road on Ridge Road. And there was no 104 when I grew up. You had to go past our house to get to Ontario, Williamson, so it is. But 104, back and forth, either west or east. You're 55 on a two-lane highway, for crying out loud.
I don't. I'm not following. Well, your mic's off.
So after you get to Ontario, it's single lane.
Yeah. Yes.
55 on a single lane.
Yeah,
going either, and then the other side past Greece, it's 55 sometimes on a single.
No, it is not. So, Petey, it's funny you bring that up because I also was unaware. There's like, for being a single lane 55 mile an hour highway, there's a ton of businesses. So, all of a sudden, someone would be like, I'm going to McDonald's and slam on the brakes. It's insane.
What they should have done was kept it two lanes all the way out to Oswego and pass.
Amen, brother. Amen, Petey. Thank you for the call, Pete. Thank you. Okay, so I'm confused because I thought. The reason 104 still exists is that was the road that was there before 90.
Yeah, I think it was.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that was like it's because it's built kind of like a highway.
Yeah. Because like I remember my mother telling me stories of like before 90 was what 90 became, they would take 104 all the way to Buffalo and Fredonia to visit my extended family.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, that's kind of how roads looked before the highways.
Okay.
Then, you know, you needed some way to get out to Ontario Video News to get your pornography back in. So you risked it.
So it seems like it was redesigned in 1971, so maybe that's what he's referring to.
Gotcha. All right. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We got Facebook messages coming in. The scariest dark roads in the greater Rochester area. We'll get to that in just a second after my horrifying life flashing before experience on 104 in the dark on Saturday. Jeremy's on CMF. Hey, Jeremy. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, Pete's call was great. He just seemed to recap exactly what you said before you came on the air.
Hey.
Awesome.
Can't all be experts. Jeremy.
I went to the Thousand Islands for the first time last year, and it was a choice between 90 and 104. I'm like, let's try 104. As soon as you get on 104, it starts pouring. And there's places on 104 that you want to pass people, but it seems like there's always people coming the other way. It seemed like it took me 6 hours to get to the goddamn Thousand Islands because it was raining. You couldn't pass people, you know, and there's a town every 40 feet. It's like, who in the hell takes this for any kind of, you know, speedy way to get anywhere? This is stupid.
Well, like, I feel really bad, Jeremy, for the people that live, like, in Ontario and those places out there, right? Because that's the only way in or out.
It's probably their norm, though, right?
I mean, you got to be able to go north or south to get to some other road, I would guess.
90. That's it.
Whatever, man.
Yeah.
Maybe the cars don't go that way. I don't know. All right. Happy Bills Monday, Dick. See ya.
Right back at you, buddy. Thanks for the call. Well, no, because I live in Henrietta.
Yeah.
And I would have thought the 90, because I live literally next to the thruway, I would have thought that would be the quickest way. But my maps took me on 104. So apparently 90 does not help those people.
Well, because it kind of takes you out of the way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I always hate, though, when people give me recommendations for roads that are quicker. That I'm not familiar with, and then I try them, and they're an effing nightmare, but they think they're quicker. And I remember I had to go down to New York City one time.
Okay.
See my aunt. So on the old show, somebody said, you should take Route 17, man. 17 is the way to go. It takes you right through Jersey. You miss all this. It was like driving down a flight of stairs during an ice storm.
Oh.
Man, it was scarier than hell.
It is funny. New York City seems to be The one, everybody's got a route to New York City.
Yeah, don't pay all those tolls.
But they're also different. They're all different routes, right? You don't want to go through Pennsylvania. You want to go up through Montreal, come down again, hook up like a boomerang.
Like, the easiest way is just take the goddamn thruway and pay the toll.
That's why it exists.
Yeah.
This comes in from Rick. We got Facebook messages coming in. I see you guys on hold. Rick writes us, any part of 5 and 20 is scary and bad. Really?
Well, it's a country. Well, it's country roads.
It gets you anywhere.
Yeah, but it's also, there's areas there where you can do 55, and it's just like rolling hills.
Yeah.
You don't know what's around.
I've never had a scary experience on 5 and 20. I think 5 and 20 is pleasant.
Well, it's scenic, you know. Yeah. I don't know what it's like at night.
Yeah. Okay. That's that you bring that up, that reminds me of like King's Highway.
Oh, yeah.
That to me, like I will avoid that no matter what at night, just based on deer, based on like the windiness of the road, especially if it's like raining or snowing. Like
all those drunk asses down in Seabreeze.
That's one I will gladly avoid at night.
252 WCMF, we're talking about the most dangerous roads in the greater Rochester area. Do we still have 104 as number one?
I would say that we're on either the Parkway, or Ontario Beach. Yeah. But they're both pretty bad.
Okay, let's talk to Eric. He's on CMF. Hey, Eric, how are you, buddy?
Yeah, Eric.
I'm doing well, and how about yourself, guys?
Good. What's up?
I got one that's a little bit more scarier than 104. It's in Webster. It's a side road off a lake. It's called Pellet Road. It's this pencil-thin road. It's nothing but all hills, and there's about a 3-foot trench on either side of it.
Full of gators.
And the
big snappers in there.
Oh, yeah. And the deer are... there's quite a bit of them down there.
They're
stretch,
horny, too.
So a half deer, half gator kid.
I never think of Webster as being very hilly.
No, so he's right. There are some places, and you know this, having lived there, where you get off the beaten path, and it's like, oh, there's like a hunting club or a bar down here, and you're like literally...
Surprises you.
It's like driving to Dracula's house. Eric, thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it. Yeah, there are some sneaky, dangerous parts of Webster.
Yeah, and then you can also, like, if you don't take 104, but if you take that lake road that winds all the way out to SOTUS, like there's just nothing there. And there's areas where you can do 55, and it's just a country road past, like, but there's a power plant out there and stuff. And then all of a sudden you hit that little, where's that little town where Billy used to work? Pulteneyville.
Pulteneyville.
But all of a sudden it stops, and then you got to make all these sharp turns right up at the lake, and then you can haul ass again.
Yeah.
It is funny how these towns, like when they designed the roads 150 years ago, they're just like, that's what it's going to be forever. We're not fixing any of this.
No.
All right, we're going to take one more call, but only because I think this will be the first time we ever have this name on the show.
Wow.
Yeah. Grant is on CMF.
Oh, Grant.
Hello, Grant. How are you?
Grant.
Hey, Gad. How are you?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, I can attest to the 104 thing because I dated a girl at Oswego State, who is now 29 years later my wife.
Oh.
And hard to believe, but I've taken that route every time. It was the first time I was really actually scared to drive. It was a blizzard, and you can't stop because somebody could come up behind you. You can't go forward because you can't see. Finally, I made a decision. I saw these two little red lights ahead of me, realized that it was a tractor trailer, and I said, I'm following this guy at 10 miles an hour. If he's going off the road, I'm going off the road too. And somehow we made it, and by the time we got into Monroe County, all of a sudden, everything lit up. There's a little area called Hannibal. I always call it Hannibal Lecter. It was just that dangerous.
Grant, but, yeah, I liked you a second ago, Grant. I did.
Somebody married that 29 years ago. That's the scary part.
You were being so charming for a little while there, Grant.
You're a human blizzard, Grant.
Grant, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a great laugh for Grant, though. Way to go, buddy. Happy you're happy.
I call it Hannibal Lecter. You're just scary. You can use that one on your morning show. Say something funny.
Let's take a break.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fourth and two. Easy field goal range. You can kick, play defense, which the Bills have been doing well all day, and force the Chiefs to beat you with a touchdown with 2 minutes left. Or you could go and win that game. Scared money don't make no money.
Ooh, write that down. That's a good one.
And now that it's all said and done for your Buffalo Bills, it's all right there if you want to go and take it.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF, an amazing 30-21 win for your Buffalo Bills in Orchard Park last night. And it is hard to come up with the greatest moment of that game outside of what we just heard.
Yeah.
Right? Because it was also much fun. James Cook continues his touchdown assault on the Kansas City Chiefs. The defense looked great. They were all up in Mahomes' butt all night long. Bills defense, all up in your butt. I'm going to make t-shirts.
All up in your butt.
You would not wear Bills defense all up in your butt.
Are we allowed to say that?
What's that?
Are we allowed to say that?
Well, we'll stop saying
it, I guess,
just in case.
Yeah, I mean.
Because every time I bring up
butt stuff. I mean, he said it like 10 times.
No, every
so
time
it's
I say butt
now.
Stuff, it gets denied.
Butt stuff? Well, I'm not talking about butt stuff. I'm talking about them being all up in his butt. I mean, look, Patrick Mahomes was uncomfortable for 60 minutes, right? Mm. Taylor couldn't even be bothered to make the trip down the 90.
So was she there?
No, she was not. Not in the building.
Ooh.
She knew.
Oh, they're breaking up?
I don't know. Ooh, good question. I mean, because Travis did not play well yesterday.
Yeah, he did.
Hey, did not play well. She was not there. You know who was there? Haley Steinfeld, Josh's girlfriend.
Oh, she was?
That's okay. Right. To watch that 26-yard game-winning scamper. And by the way, it's funny. Going back to the Taylor thing.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift, for those who don't know, has shows in Toronto. She had them over the weekend, and she has them this week. She had Sunday off.
And she didn't come down?
The NFL absolutely scheduled this game for when she was performing in Toronto, so she would be there to raise the profile, and Taylor stood them up.
Ooh.
She's been watching tape of this Bills D, and she understood what was going to happen.
Oh, she knew it. There you go. All right.
You ready to get hit with some facts, Tommy?
Yeah, fact me up.
Fact! The Bills held Patrick Mahomes under 200 yards passing last night, and his longest pass play of the whole game, 17 yards.
Damn.
Fact! The Bills have scored at least 30 points at home every single game this season.
Damn.
Fact!
Yeah.
The Bills did all of that last night without wide receiver Keon Coleman, tight end Dalton Kincaid, starting tackle Spencer Brown, and all-world linebacker Matt Milano. It is not an exaggeration to say that a quarter of their offense was not even on the field for that win.
That's impressive.
And they beat Kansas City by 2 scores. Everything about yesterday was glorious.
Yeah.
You ended Kansas City's perfect season.
Yeah, that felt nice.
You laid out a blueprint for other teams to go out and beat the Chiefs. But most importantly,
what's that?
You have set yourself on a path to do something the Bills haven't done in over 3 decades.
Which is?
The number one seed
Ooh.
In the AFC playoffs is yours if you want to go and get it.
Yeah.
But it's a tough
one. Now the rest of the season really it means a lot more.
Yes, it does.
Because you got one scary team left to beat.
All right, so let's talk about it. Let's not go too far ahead.
One game at a time,
yes.
Buddy.
Let's take,
as Josh Allen would say.
Let's take
just another game.
By the way, he's so full of crap.
I know. They were trying to get him, too. I think Tracy Wolfson, she was interviewing him after the game, and she kept saying, but is it really just another game, Josh? Well, you wouldn't give him anything.
Another week of every game. Because even Von Miller, when asked after the game, cursed when he was like, F that.
Yeah, it went right out.
His poor Spectrum didn't get to catch it. Look, the Chiefs are going to lose again. Right?
Yeah, probably.
And they're going to lose more than once. They were already playing a dangerous game
with those tight finishes.
But they have a pretty soft schedule coming up, right?
They do, but they have a ton of divisional games. And historically, the Chiefs always battle down to the last play with the Raiders, with the Broncos, which you already saw.
Destroyed.
And after what the Chargers did yesterday, I mean, they may be a formidable foe in the AFC West. Not that anyone's going to win the AFC West other than the Chiefs, but...
All right, so they could get knocked
down. Possible they lose
again,
yeah.
Look, all the Bills have to do is be even with the Chiefs by the end of the season. You now hold the tiebreaker, right? You are ahead of them as long as you are even. As they say in the league, Tommy.
What do they say?
If I'm even, I'm leaving.
All right.
The Ravens all of a sudden are falling away. They lost again yesterday. And the Steelers look good.
But that was a boring-ass game.
I love it. I love those games. Like, I love them.
All those field goals.
The Steelers beat the Ravens without scoring a touchdown.
Did they kick six or seven field goals?
18
So I was in fantasy, I was going against a guy who had the Steelers kicker. That kicker had like 25 points, which is unheard of.
The good news here.
What's the good news?
Now, look, I'm not discounting the Steelers because they may be a legitimate team. But the two teams that have beaten you, the Ravens and the Texans, are not the juggernauts people thought they were in the season.
Fell off a little bit.
Yeah, so that's good. But maybe most importantly,
what's that?
All of a sudden going into the bye, there isn't a team left on your schedule you can't beat.
Well, there is one.
Let's hold on.
pretty scary.
San Francisco's the next game coming up.
So they come here, though.
Yeah. They come to Buffalo.
Yep. That night game.
Yep, prime time, Sunday night football. When the schedule came out, that looked like a very scary game.
Did they lose yesterday?
They lost yesterday.
At home.
All of a sudden, San Francisco is a 500 team. You get them in primetime. They are a West Coast team having to travel east, and we all know what primetime Josh can do. The Lions are a really good team.
They destroyed Jacksonville?
Yeah, Jacksonville's terrible. The Bills destroyed Jacksonville.
Yeah, but that looked pretty goddamn. What are they, like 52 points?
Okay, so here's what the Lions do. And don't get me wrong. I really like the Lions as a story. I love their head coach. I love Lions fans. You know I have a soft spot for Detroit in my heart, right?
But
the Lions look so impressive because they run up the score whenever they get the opportunity. And I'm not saying they're not a good team.
Yeah.
But Sean McDermott, most other NFL coaches, Kimmy, when the game is in hand, they take their foot off the gas, they start to sit their guys down, they run the clock out, they get the hell out of there. Whereas the Lions do not stop playing football.
All right.
And it actually cost them one of their best players, defensive end Aiden Hutchinson, who broke his leg in garbage time a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
I guess what I'm getting at is when you look at these scores that the Lions have put up, if you're not watching the game, it looks scary. If you are watching the game, other teams have just lied down at that point. And
yeah,
they're adding...
but they are getting to that point in the game, you know?
Let me ask you a question. Against Jacksonville, you think the Bills could have hung 70 points? They stopped playing at the beginning of the third quarter.
They did, but that's I can't think of another game where they ran it up so much that, I mean, like, Detroit is running up the score, whereas, like, I think other teams would do that if they could.
No, you see Sean McDermott, he goes out of his way to not do that, unless you're playing Miami, which is I'm all the way for.
Yeah.
I'm all the way for.
All right. So Detroit's, don't worry about it.
No. Hear me?
It'd be interesting to see how they match up.
Cake.
Because I have no idea what to expect for that one.
Okay. The Bills D has shown when they are healthy, no one is too scary to stop.
Yeah.
I mean, look, that Chiefs offense, all we heard all week long was, Chiefs, they find a way to win. They couldn't do anything last night.
Right.
They couldn't. I mean, help.
Yeah.
Mahomes throws a pick on what, his second pass of the game?
It just started.
Taylor Rapp, ladies and gentlemen. Mm. Bills safety, Taylor Rapp. The Bills have not lost a game since he put on the Great Gazoo helmet.
Oh, is that big puffy helmet?
He's wearing the big old puffy helmet. Yep. In the grand tradition of Bills defensive backs wearing the big old puffy helmet, started with Mark Kelsey.
He looks like he's going to play Nerf football.
It does look like he's at practice or something. It's such a strange look. You're just not used to it.
Look, he had his concussions. If this in any way helps you get healthy, who cares how stupid you look? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. So here's where it gets real.
What's that?
And I want to know what you guys think. Right now, this season feels different.
Oh, yeah.
Do you agree?
Yeah.
What feels different about it for you?
Well, the fact...
Tell me how you feel.
Because they're good at this point of the season. usually they're not that great right now. This is where they start to get good.
Okay.
This is where they usually go start on their run, right? Like they start a little slow. They got some stuff to figure out.
Like you blew games that you should have won.
Okay.
It cost you at the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
You're in better shape. This is the best shape. This is the best shape Josh has ever been in.
First time the Bills are 9-2 since 1992.
Right.
I would say in the last few seasons, the Bills, especially in the beginning of the season, they played to the other team's level.
Ooh.
So they would give you these great games against good teams and then fall off against teams that you thought that they would easily handle. And they've shown that so far to me, they're playing their own game and they're playing it the way they want to play it, no matter who they're facing.
My biggest fear last night was the Bills have beaten teams by just strangling them. They beat the will to play football out of these teams, right? You saw it against Indianapolis. You saw it against Miami where that final drive, look, we're just going to go win this game and they don't want it anymore. The reason I worried about that Chiefs game was the Chiefs are not a team where they just roll over and are beaten.
No.
And you kind of saw that a little bit on the last two drives for the defense.
Once Josh Allen had that run, it almost felt like they let him into the end zone, didn't it?
I'm glad you saw it too.
Well, he just kind of shouldered his way in.
Yeah, and I was thinking, maybe their plan was to just let him in and save some time, but I'm like,
two scores.
No, I don't know. Yeah. It felt like he kind of walked into that end zone.
Man, that was the season right there, to me.
I'll tell you, the biggest difference I think this year, and it's pretty obvious, this isn't mind-blowing analysis. The part-time superhero thing for Josh looks great on him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't make a dumb decision, and you go out and you get a play when his team needs it. And my biggest fear with Josh Allen was that he wouldn't be able to just flip it on and off like a switch. Like, if he was going to be the superhero, he had to be the superhero all the time. And he has shown, last night, you watched it, right? He goes and plays conservative football until all of a sudden it's there, and oh my God.
Hey, he takes it.
Oh my God.
Well, you need that. 4th and 2.
Sean McDermott, as we speak, on a week-by-week basis, is sticking a thumb in all of his doubters' eyes.
Okay.
How your eyes feel?
That was harsh.
I like Sean.
Oh, do you like Sean now? All of a sudden, really? Because I remember a McDumbass a couple of weeks ago.
Well, he's had some struggles.
He's won 6 straight.
Yeah.
And he's going for it.
They're doing it with aggressive football. Yes.
Tony Romo said it 1,000 times. You got to go out and you got to beat them. You got to go for it. They went for it. They went for the win. They didn't settle.
I don't know, Jim. 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 It's become an 80s sitcom. Jim.
Him and Jim dance.
No, but it's so funny that by the 4th game of the season.
Yeah.
Right? Fifth, sixth game of the season. Sean McDermott was too conservative, and he didn't know how to close out a game. And all he has done is win games.
Okay, but he does some dumb stuff still.
Like
last night, you can't make an argument, though.
That challenge.
Okay, I'll tell you what happened.
Okay, that was everybody's looking at going,
yeah.
What are you looking at? He caught the goddamn ball.
So the Bills, just to catch everybody up, Tommy is referring to the catch on the sidelines that DeAndre Hopkins made for the Chiefs that were going into the end zone there. I'll tell you what he did. Two things. He waited as long as he could to challenge because he wanted to see what the Chiefs' offense was going to look like on the field. And a very important part of stopping this Chiefs' offense is to break up their, how do you put this? Once they get on a roll, you're in trouble.
Their momentum.
Yes, if you can stop their momentum, it helps. That's what he was doing. There was a small chance you won that challenge.
Yeah, it didn't look like it to me.
Okay, he did that there. He used it as a timeout. He was going to call
a timeout.
Because
you burned a timeout anyway because you lost the challenge.
Yes, no, I get it. He was going to burn the timeout. Why not take a shot if you think you can win the challenge? By the way, Andy Reid did the same thing with that Amari Cooper catch.
They both had their...
Yeah, but Andy Reid had a lot going on because he's always got that seafood menu he's trying to pick out what he's having after the game.
Sean McDermott learned from Andy Reid, and they did the exact same thing in the exact same moment, trying to throw off the momentum of each other's offense.
But he does make some flubs.
Is that the first challenge he's lost this year? Because they hired a guy to be his challenge guy.
Yeah, no, I thought he lost another one that was and everybody pointed that out too.
Okay, look,
good guy.
Well, I love how it's the biggest win of the season.
Oh yeah,
it's your most impressive win over Kansas City, I would argue, of the McDermott era, and you got to find something to be upset about.
And, of course,
excuse me, the soup's a little cold.
And the stadium now is going to cost us $2.2 billion now.
Thank you, Sean McDermott. We're going to talk more about that tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right, so it is a victory post-game Monday. Tommy made some picks.
Oh, yeah, buddy. Looking good.
Just after 7:45. If they stop that game with 2 minutes left,
that's
lost
how
everything.
We play the game.
Oh, is that, who's we? You got a cricket in your pocket?
Oh, I got a lap in my pocket today. pockets are loaded.
A Mule postgame excuse Monday full of unloaded pockets just after 7:45. And our good buddy from 13 WAM to get back into this game, Buffalo Plus, Dan, hot takes, Chesty, please keep it down. We had to dump him because he curses. What? Hoodie underneath? Yeah.
I think he nailed it, yeah.
Dan Fates. Just after 9 o'clock here in the break room on CMS.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.